going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy, and we love him, and he's got a great life. You do not want to be Andy Baskin. In the meantime, win a pair of tickets to, and this is tough, Sesada version 2.0 with Primus, Pucifer, and A Perfect Circle. All three bands on stage at the same time. Could they have put tougher names in one thing for me to read? No, they couldn't. All three bands on stage at the same time. Part of the Minutemen Workforce Solutions Concert Series. Enter the word SAIL. S-A-I-L. S-A-I-L. For that sale. By the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. And starting on May 21st, that would be tomorrow, fans can purchase $30 tickets to a wide range of Live Nation shows. And they're happening all summer long at livenation.com/ticket to summer. And that's while supplies last. Are you okay?
I think so. Am I all right? I'm on this non-camera microphone with a chair that's from 1921, and I'm just trying to figure
out. You're in my old seat.
Oh, my! This chair is so uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't have that chair.
Oh, man.
I had the one I'm sitting in now.
This is like medieval torture on this chair over here. I just want you to know that.
Musical chairs in the studio. You're okay?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to.
What happened? Why did you move?
So what happened was our headsets, just like you guys normally, like when you plug your, if you're not using wireless headsets and you plug in. So I went to go just pull my headset out so I could walk around, and the adapter broke within the,
plug.
Within the plug. And there's another way to say it, but I'm not going to say it that way. So it just straight broke. Like I've never seen that happen before. That was really weird. So okay. Now all of a sudden I'm over here, and now I got the computer's either used by Hody, Matt, or Mackenzie. So now I got to figure out who I want to be over here. I'm going to be Hody.
Here comes John, our ace engineer.
John, you just need a pair of pliers over there just to give you a heads up.
There,
oh,
Andy,
you got it out right away.
So
that took about half a second. Nice job,
John.
All right. I'm going to try to move back over there.
John's the best. All right, Andy, you get up and move.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, I was thinking about this, and you know, I'm usually Captain Optimism. I'll be honest. I try to look at life and most every situation in the optimistic way. And I don't mind doing that. I think it's a better way to go through life than all the time. So I try to do that. And I catch some grief for it from time to time. And I'm going to catch grief for this. And Andy, I'm going to deserve grief for this. I'm just going to tell you, okay? I would love to be really excited. Love to be really excited about the idea of the rookie quarterbacks. I really would. And I'm going to tell you why maybe you shouldn't be.
Wait, why? Why would you do that to us? I mean, well, we're sitting here trying to figure out.
I just want everybody to understand what we're dealing with. And I've said this numerous times. So I've said it, but I want to hammer the point home. And the point I want to hammer home is this. My fingers are crossed, and we're going to get to the Shedeur Sanders aspect of this too. my fingers are crossed that the Browns get really fortunate and Shedeur Sanders becomes a beast at quarterback and becomes their answer.
Why can't you get excited about Dylan Gabriel becoming a beast?
And my fingers are crossed that Dylan Gabriel becomes a really good NFL quarterback. My fingers are crossed. And I hope he does. And he did just fine in college. He had a really nice career.
Right.
Great interception to touchdown ratios. I mean, he did a really nice job in college. This is why you need to temper your enthusiasm over Dylan Gabriel. And in essence, Shedeur Sanders. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But this is why you need to be, it's like, okay, relax. You ready?
Sure.
Every quarterback taken in the third round since the Browns returned to the NFL. Okay. And I'm going to go through it pretty quickly. And when you hear one you like, Dano, I want you in on this too. When you hear one you like, I want you to go stop and we'll have a little conversation.
Okay. Okay? All right.
2023, Hendon Hooker. 2022, Desmond Ridder, third round quarterback since the Browns returned to the NFL.
Ah.
2022, Malik Willis. 2022, Matt Corral. 2021, Kellen Mond. 2021, Davis Mills. 2019, Will Greer. 2018, Mason Rudolph. 2017, Davis Webb. The thing I'm getting here is this. Guys who get a look and might show you something from time to time, but teams quickly decide, eh, not so much. 2017, C.J. Beathard. 2016, I'm getting ready for Andy here, Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
There's one.
Okay.
Okay quarterback, well-liked, yeah.
All right, I would say that. Okay quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Never able to hold on to a starting job, though.
Okay.
You know, that's fair, is it not?
That is correct.
Okay. 2016, gentleman named Cody Kessler, Pride of Bakersfield.
Wow. Trust me on this one.
2015,
or Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, yeah, thanks. 2015, Garrett Grayson. Who? Also in 2015, Sean Mannion. 2013, my guy Mike Glennon. 2012, Russell Wilson.
That would be the stop for me.
There you go. We're done.
There you go. Russell Wilson turned out to be a terrific NFL quarterback. Chances are he's going to the Hall of Fame. And he was a third round pick of Seattle in 2012. 2012, also Nick Foles. Okay. I'll throw in a stop on Nick. I always thought Nick was a little bit better than he got credit for being. And if he was your quarterback, you could do worse.
All right. Well, then if you're stopping on Nick Foles, we should have stopped on Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
That feels very similar.
No.
Nick Foles is better.
Way better. Yeah.
Got like a quarter step better.
Third round draft pick since the Browns at quarterback since the Browns returned to the NFL.
And I'm not the biggest Mason Rudolph fan. Please do not paint me into that corner in any way, shape, or form because I will walk through a wall to get out of it.
2011, the late Ryan Mallett. 2010, Colt McCoy.
Good backup. Had a 10-year career.
He's had a great career. Yeah, he made a lot of money. But again, teams decided, yeah, not our starter. 2008, Kevin O'Connell. Much better head coach than he is a quarterback. 2007, Trent Edwards. 2006, Charlie Whitehurst.
Clipboard Jesus.
This is great.
Also in 6, Brody Croyle.
Oh, I remember Brody Croyle.
2005, Charlie Fry. 2005, Andrew Walter and David Green. 2004, you might need a stop here. Matt Schaub was good for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Matt was good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Could win games to match up.
Yeah. 2003, Pride of St. Ignatius in Louisville, David Ragone.
Mm-hmm. Or Dave.
Or David. I'm sure it says on the birth certificate, David.
I don't know. I'll have to check.
2003, Chris Sims. Terrific on Pro Football Talk. 2002, Josh McCown. pretty good quarterback.
15-year career.
Long career. Yeah, long career.
Made a lot of money.
Giovanni Carmazzi in 2000. And Chris Redman. And in 1999, Brock Heward. So Dylan Gabriel was a third-round draft choice. We found one guy, taken in the third round since the Browns returned to the NFL, who we would say, yep, you found your franchise quarterback in the third round. And that was Russell Wilson. Guys, that's brutal. Now, we found a couple other guys who can play a little bit. Jacoby Brissett, clearly. Correct? Mason Rudolph, tolerable. Yes. Nick Foles. Yep. Nick has a Super Bowl ring, and he played in the game. He was the man. So you can find Colt McCoy. You can find some guys who can play a little bit. Some guys who are even going to get the look. And then almost always, okay, that's not the right guy, you know? And that's, I am so hopeful that Dylan Gabriel becomes that guy. The Browns took him before Shadur for a reason, because they liked him better. I'm hoping he becomes that guy. Just temper your expectations, because recent history shows us that, man, do you have to get lucky. That's brutal. Isn't that a brutal list?
That is a brutal, brutal list. I was just not to mention your list, but I started thinking about Brown. You did overall quarterbacks, right? Draft from
That's
all teams.
Overall quarterbacks taken since the Browns returned to the NFL in the third round. Matt Schaub could play a little bit, but you got about four guys who could play a little bit. Charlie Fry was a starter for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of guys that played a little bit, and Russell Wilson. Russ is the only one who you think, man, that guy was good.
I'm just looking at quarterbacks the Browns all time have drafted in the third round. John Furman, I don't even remember him, didn't even get on the field. Charlie Fry, who you said, Mark Miller in 1979.
From Bowling Green.
Eric Zier, remember he got a little
from
bit
Georgia.
Of time. Yeah. Colt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Kessler, we talked about, and Dylan Gabriel. That's it.
Yeah.
So they really haven't drafted a lot of quarterbacks in the third round either.
And why is this list the way it is? Because quarterbacks are at a premium. And if teams think a quarterback can play, he's not going to be on the board in the third round. And that's where this is. And I hope like crazy that Dylan Gabriel proves everybody wrong. And he shows that he should have been taken. Just temper your expectations, because it's real clear the guys are on the board at quarterback in the third round for a reason.
It makes sense. I mean, you got to disassociate the name from the.
Can I throw one thought at you that might make you feel better?
Yeah.
The one guy on the list who could play, who was really good.
Right.
Russell Wilson.
Right.
Why did he last until the third round?
Because of his height?
Bingo.
Yeah.
And why was Dylan Gabriel on the board in the third round?
Same reason, because of his height.
So maybe that's something that teams are overlooking. You know, they're overlooking a body of work and instead looking at a body.
It's a fair point. I'm not going to get excited over either one of these guys. I'm not. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who are excited.
And that's okay.
Like, I was even looking at odds. You want to hear the odds on these guys for their starting quarterbacks? Because Vegas can do that too. And tell you what positionally, odd-wise.
Save that.
Okay, I'll hold
then
on.
Then give it to me in a minute. Because up next, I want us to talk about this. And I know, folks, Browns quarterback, it's the story that keeps on going. Why? Because we don't have one. Why would any of these four guys be the right guy to be the starter? Coming up next. I think there's some arguments to be had about that. And that's coming up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Two games today, finishing the suspended game from yesterday and then playing another one, even though the weather in Minnesota doesn't look very good right now.
After four, it's supposed to clear up. That's what the word on the street is.
Is that the word on the street?
The word on the street is after four, it's supposed to clear up. That's why.
Who puts the word on the street?
The weather people.
Okay.
People that make up the weather or decide what the weather's going to be, they put it in their machine.
And then when they're wrong, they go, hey, how about that?
Oh, can you believe that? Oh, swing and a miss.
Guess you should have planned that picnic today after all. Could have mowed the lawn. Instead, it's a foot and a half high and it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's amazing how many times they're wrong at the ballpark. It happens a lot more often than you think.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not.
Well, we've been kicking around, and I know, folks, we sometimes grow weary of it as well. We're kicking around the Browns quarterback situation today. Why? Because Deshaun Watson is showing signs of football life, and the OTAs are coming up, and blah, 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 blah. And the Browns have some options, and they have to figure out what they're going to do.
Do you think this is interesting? Because we brought this up before the break, right? The odds?
Well, I asked you to hold it, because I want to hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me when you want to hear it.
Do it. Go.
Okay. Kenny Pickett is the favorite. Now, this is kind of a groupthink among sports books. So from what I'm seeing, Kenny Pickett is minus 110 to plus 120 at some sports books to be the starter. So he is the favorite.
Okay.
Joe Flacco is plus 150 to plus 300. Shedeur Sanders, this is where I find interesting. Shedeur Sanders is plus 200 to plus 370. And Dylan Gabriel is...
I don't get all those numbers.
It's based on $100, right?
I know.
Dan?
I don't get it.
Yeah, so yeah. If you bet $100, you'll get $250 back.
Right. So, and Dylan Gabriel, plus 650 to plus 1,000. Deshaun Watson, extremely long odds, plus 5,000. So, not expected to play.
50 to 1, if you prefer that.
Yeah.
There you go. I want to play this little game. Dano, I want you
but
involved.
Do you think that's weird that Vegas thinks Sanders has a better shot than Gabriel?
No, because he is the product of hype, and what are they trying to do?
Yeah.
They're trying to get people to bet.
And I don't necessarily think.
It may not be accurate, but it may be the best way for them to get people to put money on.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's about the betting. Yeah. It's not about who's actually going to start.
Right,
yeah.
Right. why would it be a good idea if fill in the blank ends up as the starting quarterback?
Okay.
And let's start with the rookies. We'll start at what we think is the bottom of the depth chart, at least for now. Why would it be a good idea if Shedeur Sanders, or why would it be good if Shedeur ends up as the starting quarterback?
He makes the front office look like complete geniuses.
Even though they passed him over six times.
If he's successful. He makes them look like that he was the steal of the draft. If he can even just go out and win. Are we talking about him starting week one? Is that what you're asking me?
The starting quarterback of the football team this year.
At any point, or does
no, it? No, like the guy. Let's say he starts, he becomes the starter, and the starter of record. All right, so maybe somebody else starts week one and week two, and then whoever takes over.
So,
Minimum nine starts? Starting as in, 12, 15 games.
Yeah, earning the starting job, not the everyone else is limping, so here you go, right. Go get him, Tiger.
This guy is your starter, and
it is
ends up as your clear-cut starter.
Gigantic victory for the front office. If he is the starting quarterback and is winning games for the Browns, that would be the best victory lap in the world that the front office and the Sanders family could take.
I feel like Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, it's the same answer, which is you've solved the quarterback problem for a cheap amount of money. You can contend while still having the boulder around your neck. And it opens the door for you to do a lot of other things until you can remove the boulder from the neck. And then everything looks up and you can build this thing quickly.
I think it would be great if he were the starter because it would mean what Andy said. It would mean what you said, Dan. And it would also mean that for whatever reason, it wasn't talent that he dropped in the draft so much. Team shied away from some other reason, and the actual talent might have been there. And he ends up becoming a starter in the league. And maybe you find that guy who can be your guy. And he's under a cheap contract for a while. But at one point, this guy was considered a real talent at quarterback, at least by all the prognosticators. And that's why it would be great if he were the starting quarterback.
It would also be great if you knew he could be the starting quarterback next year for him or Gabriel, because it means that you now have two draft picks for next year in that first round that you could do some serious damage with among the best players in college football. So
quit lumping guys together in my little shtick.
I'm sorry. I didn't think I was lumping.
No, Dan did, and you did.
Oh, I did too.
I didn't.
Well, I feel bad, but Dylan it's the Gabriel. Same answer.
No, it's not necessarily.
Okay.
Dylan Gabriel. Why would it be great if Dylan were the starter? I'll start this one.
Go, go, go.
Because a guy was completely overlooked in the draft because of his height, and he actually is the quarterback that he showed that he was in college, where he was incredibly effective at three different schools, was really good. And teams made a Russell Wilson-type error and judged him solely on his height and not on his football ability. And that leads you to what you said, Andy. You found your guy. He's cheap. Dano, you can do other things. You guys are both right about that. That's why it would be great with Gabriel because, A, he can actually play, and he was judged mainly on his height, and he shouldn't have been.
I'd say see part two on this too, that it gives you the luxury of using both your first round picks on a non-quarterback next year. I think Sanders becoming the starting quarterback would be a much bigger deal than Gabriel because there's a lot more that because of the hype, there's a lot more that goes along with that with Sanders over Gabriel.
Do you guys think one guy has more potential physically than the other to be the guy? See, every time I try to think about that, I keep going back to 5'11 quarterback. I'm guilty like the NFL teams of passing the guy over because of his height. Not that Shedeur is some 6'4", 6'5", big god in the pocket, but every time I think of Gabriel, I keep going back to 5'11". And maybe I shouldn't.
Dan Lanning's system in Oregon seems to have a little bit more quick decision making, a little bit more quote unquote NFL ready.
Yeah.
And what Pat Shurmur was doing, now again, some of it could be because of the offensive line. A third of Shedeur Sanders' throws were behind the line of scrimmage.
The highest percentage in Division I football.
Right. And again, that could be offensive line based. That could be talent based. You can point to a lot of different things with it. I wonder.
Did you? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I didn't hear you wrong. Did you just say a third of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage?
Yes.
They all have to be, don't they? Out of my mind? What are we talking about?
The receiver was behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, caught behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Last time I checked those. Okay. I thought you were talking about illegal forward passes.
Bubble screen, screen passes.
What's he talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Travis Hunter takes two steps back behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Behind the line of scrimmage receptions.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
No, all good.
Which is an unbelievable stat. That's an amazing stat.
You kind of watch that Colorado offense, and it's very defined. And so I want to see what this looks like in an offense of decision-making before I do that. And I know, and again, Oregon's got the same thing. All of college football has defined throws. So, like, I get the arguments with that, but I feel like Gabriel did it a little bit more. And so I think it puts him ahead a little bit more. But again, we're not going to know until we see this all.
Why would it be good if Kenny Pickett becomes the starting quarterback of this football team? Dano, you want to start this one?
Sure, you're taking flyer on a guy who you still have. They're not picking up the fifth-year option. You could re-sign him. You have your quarterback of the future who is a veteran in this league, who has seen things and isn't starting from square one like your rookie quarterbacks are. You could probably put more on his shoulders. You could probably continue to build the offense moving forward. It seems like a quicker path to success.
Agree with that, and I'll also say that it gives you the time to develop Sanders or Gabriel. So if you feel like Pickett is going to be your one, then Sanders or Gabriel doesn't, that you don't feel the need to throw them out on the field week one.
But if Pickett becomes your starter,
right?
Why would you need to develop Gabriel or Sanders as anything more than a backup?
Because they're fifth or sixth. I mean, you're talking about a third round pick. And you're talking about a fifth-round pick. And if you give them time to develop, how many times did Bill take a guy who was a later-round quarterback, make them the backup quarterback, and then sell all kinds of hype about his backup quarterback and make him super valuable across the NFL when you were looking to make a trade somewhere down the road?
You're talking about a trade. You're not talking about here, necessarily.
I'm talking about developing a quarterback that if you needed to, if something happened to Kenny down the road, that you could have step up and play. In fact, you're going to want Sanders or Gabriel to start maybe three or four games and have an outstanding performance. So now that their value would raise. That's why you want Kenny Pickett to be the starter.
I would think that it would be great if Pickett were the starter because as a couple of things Dan said. You've got a guy who actually has played in the league and has had some success. And success in moments more than numbers. You know, some fourth quarter comebacks, some game-winning drives, that type of success. And at one point, by at least one team, was valued as a first-round draft choice. And that's more than you can say for Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. And maybe he has the talent, and he can become your Sam Darnold. You know, he could become your guy who didn't hit right away, and then figures it out. Last thought. I'm hard-pressed for this one. Why would it be good if Joe Flacco ends up as your starting quarterback this year? Why would that be a good thing?
I don't think it is for Kenny Pickett. I think it is for the same reasons that I gave you about Kenny Pickett with Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. And you know that there's an end game with Flacco. That I mean, he's not going to be here for more than a year, is he? Okay, maybe I'll even give you 2 years.
Could be two.
I'll give you 2 years. It gives you time to develop Sanders and Gabriel. And if he's winning, it may also allow you to not have to draft a quarterback next year.
I think it would. The only reason I can think it would be good if Flacco was your starting quarterback this year was because it would make it very, 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 very clear that in 2026, you would be drafting a quarterback.
I don't see the clarity, but I understand what you're saying.
Because that would show that Sanders couldn't be your starter, at least right away. And if he can't beat out a 40-year-old guy who, though he has a big arm, hasn't been very successful since he left Baltimore, if Sanders can't beat him out, if Gabriel can't beat him out, if Pickett can't beat out Flacco, it means that your quarterback is so short-term, it's ridiculous. and you're going to completely focus on finding a quarterback in 2026, which might not be a bad idea.
Are you really expecting a fifth-round draft pick to be ready to start right away?
No, but that's my point. That's my point, is that if Flacco is starting, it means the third and fifth-round picks didn't show much of anything, which might mean, okay, because if you could, you could put them on the, you know, you'd want to put those guys on the field. Or mainly that Pickett was not able to beat out a 40-year-old guy. That would mean Pickett certainly wouldn't be your guy, wouldn't it?
I would expect a trade. I might expect, when you look at the future on this, I might expect Flacco to retire or ask for a trade, or Pickett to ask for a trade.
Chris Ossenheimer covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's coming up on about 25 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're going to have Chris Ossenheimer with us from the Chronicle-Telegram, who covers the Guardians, coming up at 1 o'clock.
Ossie.
But Dan has something that's going to boggle our minds.
Yes. We don't know what this is. Keep going.
No. Dan's going to spring this one on us.
Great.
So, of course, gentlemen, this weekend is the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, I love it.
It is going head-to-head with Indiana Pacer playoff games, so Indianapolis is going to be a buzz, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
St. Elmo's is making
but
money.
It's not going to be a home game for them.
No, it will not, but it'll be a lot of people, yeah. And they'll be piled in, and it'll be a lot of fun, and they'll be going nuts. So, there is something else that I think is going to be bigger than the Eastern Conference Finals, at least around the country, that is taking place in the festivities of the Indianapolis 500, and that will take place Friday at 2 p.m. And write that down, because we are going to, hopefully, I will be watching this, and so should you.
Okay, what is it?
Friday.
The Oscar Mayer Wiener, 6 Wiener Mobiles, are going to hold the inaugural Wienie 500. That is right. 6 Wiener Mobiles will race each other.
On the track?
On the track.
I've been in the Wiener Mobile.
What?
Yes, sir.
I have too.
One of them.
I was when I was a kid.
I was a couple of years ago.
My buddy Joe, living on Berkeley, Cleveland Heights, for one of his birthdays, his parents got him the Wienermobile to stop by. I'll never forget it. We all had little, they gave us little plastic rings when it was all said and done. Thanks, Joe.
The Oscar Mayer Company, and I know this because I did a television piece for this on the Wienermobile.
Mm-hmm.
The Oscar Mayer Company hires college kids, and they put two in each Wienermobile, and they go around the country and be the Wienermobile people.
Can they throw? Can they make hot dogs in there? Can they make them?
I don't know.
I've never been in. I don't know these things. You guys have been in there.
They're really cool, though.
Yeah, I remember being a kid. I wonder if they could make hot dogs.
And they drive. You know, they get on the highway and just drive them down the road.
So the New York dog will race the slaw dog.
Yeah.
The chili dog. The shy dog.
I love chili dogs.
The Seattle dog. And the Sonoran dog.
What's a Seattle dog?
What's a Sonoran dog?
Is that
I have no idea. They are all for the various regions around the country. New York dog for the east, the slaw dog for the south.
Are they going to be on the track?
The chili dog for the south, the shy dog for the midwest, the Seattle dog for the northwest, and the Sonoran dog for the southwest. And it's going to be on the Fox Sports app. You can stream 6 different Wienermobiles
racing each other. Are they on the track at Indy?
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
And this is from the Associated Press. So, you can't get much more legit than that.
I wonder how many laps.
I mean, I
can't imagine that it's too many. And if you're the Oscar Mayer Company, what if they crash one of the Wienermobiles?
They're calling it the Weenie 500. So I don't think
Why would you go to the negative on this, Jeff? So let's just have fun. They're going to be hot
things,
dogs.
They're built, you know, on real chassis and real automobiles and or trucks. And
Jeff,
but man,
they're hot dogs. There's nothing real in a hot dog.
I would hate to see them.
Is there?
It's a good point.
Hate to see somebody wipe out. One thing I would do, I would get those college kids out of there and I would hire professional drivers to drive those things.
Oh, man, you are just so
I'm protecting the college kids, this. Andy. I'm protecting the kids. It's all about the kids. I'm taking the Baskin roll.
Are you going to watch this? Because I feel like
I'm
in.
Oh, I got to find
it's
it
at
somewhere.
2 o'clock?
Sure.
That's it?
At 2 o'clock on
Friday. I'm in.
I got to watch this. I got to watch 6 Wienermobiles attempt to race each other. It's going to be hysterical.
It's going to be cool. Those babies can move.
Can they? I have no idea. The only time I ever ran into one.
At least once they get through your stomach.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
The only time I ever ran into one was outside of Graceland. There was a Wienermobile there when I was at Graceland.
Talk about a combination.
And they sadly weren't letting people in.
According to AI, the Wienermobile can reach a top speed of 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Motor Trend says that the Wienermobile's 0 to 60 time is 24.8 seconds, highlighting its slow acceleration. According to Mental Floss, a driver once took a Wienermobile up to 110 miles per hour on a racetrack.
Whoa!
Can you imagine that thing flying by at one time? That's
a Wienermobile can get up to 110?
But it's saying...
Imagine if you put a hot dog in the microwave for too long and it explodes. If he'd have hit 120, look out. Keith is in Streetsboro, home of the Rockets. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Hey, I think there was a little bit of confusion. The Southwest dog is Sonoran, like the Sonoran Desert.
Like the Sonoran Desert?
Oh. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Keith. And Keith, how do you know just the Sonoran Desert, or do you know the Wienermobiles?
I have not ever been in a Wienermobile. I'm going to the Indy 500, but I won't be there for the Weenie 500.
All right. Well, very good, Keith.
Southwest
Thank you.
Sonoran. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Okay.
Have you guys?
Slaw dog. Who's Midwest, man? Like, we don't have a dog in the race.
Chili dog.
Yeah, you got the shy dog. The shy dog is supposedly for the Midwest.
Oh, man. I'm not. No way.
Who's the chili dog for?
The chili dog is for the South.
Well, I had a great chili dog the other day.
I don't feel represented.
Congratulations on all of your success in finding a great chili dog in Massillon.
I'm telling you, chili dogs are underrated.
How fast can they go?
Best chili dog I ever had, Andy. Press Box, Kent State, back in the day.
Will this be followed by the Pepto-Bismol Derby?
That's funny.
No?
That's funny.
Nothing.
Have you guys ever been to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
I have been close. I've never been there.
I've never been to a racetrack.
I've been.
You've never been to a track at all?
I don't believe so.
Wow.
I've been inside. I took a tour of the Indy Motor Speedway.
You've never been to Mid-Ohio?
It's very cool.
I don't know. I don't think I have.
Mid-Ohio was
put it this
really
way, I don't
cool.
remember.
Mid-Ohio
you
was
know
a really cool.
You track. Know what I thought was disappointing?
Hmm.
And I am a huge Indy fan. I've loved it since I was a kid. The museum was disappointing.
In Indianapolis?
Yeah, I thought it would kind of be bigger. All it basically was a bunch of cars sitting there.
And that's like going to the Crawford Auto Museum and saying, oh, they have a cars here.
Well, no, but I thought it might accent drivers more, a little more history and stuff. It was just a bunch of cars, at least for the most part. But I still enjoyed it. And if you get to Indianapolis, I would highly recommend going.
Were the hoods open so you could see the engine?
No.
Oh, that takes kind of fun out of it, too.
It was, but it's the Speedway is really cool, and it is huge.
I'm always fascinated.
I mean, it's a really big place.
Have you ever been to, I'm sure you, because you did a car show, but I'm always fascinated by when you drive by every once in a while, there's a place in Valley View where they do it all the time, where they have big car shows, and you see people standing outside by their cars, and they prop open their hood so people can look in.
Oh, yeah.
The folks that do that have such
big
great
deal,
pride. Yeah. Is that a big business?
What? Detailing under hoods?
Just those get-togethers. Like, you see these, the racing clubs get together, or not even racing clubs, just car clubs, the collectors clubs, yeah.
I wouldn't call it big business. I would say it's a big deal, though.
It's a big deal?
Like Corvette clubs.
Yeah.
Mustang clubs.
Oh, I knew a guy I worked with in Columbus was in a Corvette club.
Yeah.
They did the pilgrimage. What are they, the Corvette Museum, or is in... Is it in Bowling Green, Kentucky?
There's some old car like clubs that do rallies and get really old cars, you know, like 1910, 1920.
One of my
cars.
Neighbors has one sitting in his garage. Right. And I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Old Model Ts and stuff. And you put them on the road and you drive to, drive to Wisconsin.
It's crazy. I don't know how they could live without heated seats. I don't get it. I was having a flashback. Did you ever see the old times?
Heated seats are not good for guys, Andy.
What are you talking about? Jeff, no, they're amazing.
All right, I'm going to get out of this
First word is swamp.
Oh, come on. Why would you put it on that high then?
Our social media mentions, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads, like Corey with a K does here.
Yeah.
Saying, not only would I watch the Wienermobile race, I'd bet on it if I could.
Yeah, I noticed that there is no, you. Well, there. It seems one of the companies.
And it sent us a picture of the Wienermobile going down 71 doing a good speed. We have two pictures sent to us from Corey of the Wienermobile driving at 71. That's perfect.
I did see one company is doing a free thing that you can bet on it. But you're not actually betting then. It's free. Does that make sense?
We'll call up your guys and get a promo going and let's get cooking.
I wish we could do so. Why couldn't we do something why can't we have a Wienermobile race here?
Well, look.
No one's landing at Burke. Remember, they're going to turn that into a football stadium. So why can't we do that?
I don't
know,
man. It's flat ground there. Those things could tip.
They'd have to be on an oval?
I don't know.
Could the Wienermobiles do a road course like Mid-Ohio?
I think that might be challenging.
I don't know how good the shacks are in a Wienermobile.
I think that might be really challenging. Hmm. By the way, what's the correct way to spell the word wiener?
W-I-E-N-E-R.
I know. That I-E is usually the preferable way, but oftentimes you'll see it as E-I.
Just I before E.
Just throwing that out there. I know. Mike's in Solon. Mike, you got about 30
seconds. Mike, who do you got? Which you like Slaw Dog or you like Shy Dog?
Oh, I like the chili dog the best.
Yep.
But
yep.
The night before the Indy is the best time. It's one way in, one way out. Hmm. They let you party on the street. Their only rule is don't cross the median. You cross the median, you get to miss the race and the judge Monday morning. So we had buddies that did that. And when you get into the race, it's amazing. You just see the car zip by and people are saying, look up, and they're pouring shots down your throat. It's amazing time. Don't know who wins, but you got to go.
And you don't care who wins at that
harder
point.
Harder to get in and out of than I got to believe Indy's easier to get in and out of than Michigan. Michigan's bad news. Like, it's really hard to get in and out. Last time I went.
But there's a lot of talk about weenies, and if all this talk about weenies, I would have called the Lima and Ken Carmen show.
Funny.
Got to talk more about Browns.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Chris Ossenheimer is going to talk guards, not Wienermobiles. He covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram, and he's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.